So that song is about a shepherd, and Pastor has been our shepherd at Bethel. He started being shepherd of all in 1995, according to Judy. And so one of the things that a shepherd does is attends to his sheep, but especially a grazing flock, so one that watches over and he guides. I thought it was interesting when I looked this up that said that sheep don't shed their hair in the spring, so theirs has to be manually cut off. And they have to do it without nicking them or cutting them. And Pastor, for me, there have been times that you've encouraged me when I didn't want to be encouraged. I wanted to maybe have an attitude. So maybe you should have cut me when you cut my hair off. But Travis and I said this morning that the walk to Emmaus was what we needed in our life, and you knew that. You had the spirit that you knew that's that nudging that we needed. You are faithful. You're always available. And you have a vision for people. And we thank the Lord for you, Judy. And we pray that the Lord will continue giving you blessings of hope and strength and encouragement. But this month is recognizes Pastor Appreciation. And I don't think it should just be a month. I think it should be all year long. I would think that everyone that's sitting here today, you have reached out to us in some way, shape, or form on a regular basis. I went this week and I didn't talk to Pastor, and I was about to have connections, but it's my fault. We talk every week.
I talk every day.
And I've never had a pastor like that. I've had good pastors in my lifetime, but Pastor's real deal, and he cares about us. And so I just hope that you and Judy feel the love, and we just appreciate you standing by us. And even when you're long gone and everyone else is separated and maybe you won't even be here, we will never forget, and we will always appreciate your dedication and your faithfulness. And can we just bow our heads for a moment? Lord, we love you and we thank you for being in our lives. And we thank you today for Pastor. We thank you for Judy. We thank you, Lord, because we know it's not easy to lead a flock of people. We just ask, Lord, that you would just wrap your arms around him, and as he says, allow him to climb up in his daddy's lap and let him know that he is loved, he is appreciated, he is honored, he is respected. And to help us as congregation, Lord, to be encouraging. Help us, Lord, to reach out when it's not beyond our time schedule, but we just ask, Lord, that you would just continue to guide us and to be with our church and all our members that are here and all of those that are not here. We thank you for your steadfast, Lord, your love, and your promises that never end. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.